What's up and welcome to Disney Movie News. Today we're talking about The Little Mermaid, fishy face, Wreck-It Ralph, fists, and Star Wars, pew pew. Here we go.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Well, Leo in him.
Leo didn't tell us he was going to do
I know,
that.
I'm mixing up, keeping you guys giggle. Honest, keeping you on your toes, because this is Disney Movie News, and nobody knows what the heck is going to happen, except for the fact that we're going to talk about Disney Movie News. I'm your host, Leo Camacho. You can follow me everywhere on the internet at Mr. Leo Zombie, or just at Leo Zombie on Twitter. I would really appreciate it if you did that, but I'm not driving this boat by myself. I got two lovely co-hosts.
Hey.
I'm driving the boat. Let's be real.
We driving the boat.
What's up? My name's Sarah. I'm Sarah Snitch on the internet. And you can find me at I'm Sarah Snitch on YouTube or at Thingamavlogs on Tuesdays. But every day is good, too.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. I'm Keaton Markey. You guys can follow me all over the interwebs, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, basically. At Keaton Markey. I don't know how to use Snapchat. Even though Leo thinks that's hilarious. I don't. I've tried.
I gotta get back on that grind, man. I've been playing with the Instagram one for a little while, but now I'm
just... Really,
I don't even have Instagram stories yet. I'm so mad. They won't give it to me.
Sarah gets nothing.
I have nothing.
They don't even bother.
I have nothing.
Why are they so mean to you?
I can't get it.
I did. You
need to go to war for your girlfriend
I
here.
Do.
What the
I
hell?
Get all the stuff
Where are your parents
too?
When they need to
I
be
know,
here?
I know. Let me talk to my dad. He's an influential man.
I love your father.
He loved you guys. First of all, let me talk. Recap real quick. He loved you. They loved you. They thought you were so energetic and fun. They loved our heavenly angel from above. They said he can run any show ever. Like, literally, they were talking about him so much. And they loved the chat. They thought it was so cool that they respond instantly. And they want to come on. And they're like, next time, can we bring your aunt and your cousin? And I'm like,
all
right, slow
I
down.
I want all of the Camachos in the studio.
All the Camachos and the
week.
Alvarezes on the way.
That's... My mom's watching right now.
Oh, your mom's watching?
How's that,
mom?
What's
up,
mom? Hi, Miss Sterling. Right. Is that wrong? No. Okay.
But it's okay.
Hi, Miss Sarah's mom.
Miss Sarah's mom is the technical terminology. Guys, we got some news today.
I can't even. I lost words when I spread this on the internet. Like,
it's funny because I feel like we're all excited about different parts of the news today. Like, there are two things that I'm sure you guys aren't that excited about that I'm super excited
about. But I know
about.
The thing you're about to say is something that, like, I was like, meh, meh,
meh. Okay. let's just get to it. Let's get to the biggest piece of news, the biggest chunky chunk, the big slice of pizza here, and that is that Mr. Lin-Manuel Miranda will be composing the music for the new live-action Disney Little Mermaid, not the yes. Universal movie, as Keaton put it. They're saying, bye, Universal. We're doing a way better job than you.
Yeah.
He's on that Disney train right now, by the way. Choo-choo.
Dude, you know what, Lin? Lin, you own that Disney money. You soak up that Disney money. You be that Disney.
Lin.
Because that's you can do it, boo. And
Do it, boo.
Lin-Man-boo
Miranda.
Yeah, he's in Moana.
He's in Moana.
First of all,
they were like, hey, good job on Hamilton. Congratulations, that's over. Here's our Instagram. Here's Moana. What else you want?
No, Moana came before, well, not before Hamilton, but Hamilton wasn't big when he was still announced for Moana.
Trust me, they knew. They knew it was up. The Hollywood insiders, they know. They always know.
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poopins.
And now Little Mermaid.
That's right. He's all over the dang place. You would... Almost think, I don't know, I mean, I have a suspicious feeling that...
He's going to go full frontal on something, and he's going to get disowned from Disney.
I think he's a Disney fan.
This is
That's not where
Diaries?
I was going with that whatsoever.
I'm so sorry.
I was going to make a joke that I think he might be a Disney fan. You went the complete other
No,
direction.
I think he loves Disney, but I think at some point he's going to be like, yeah, I'm ready to get real serious with my acting, and I'm ready to get nominated for an Oscar.
And he's going
to
do a nude scene with a horse.
And he's going to do a nude scene with a horse.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he's going to do.
Straight up what he's going to do.
So I go straight Anne Hathaway.
I feel weird about Little Mermaid live action.
Is that the end of that?
Why?
Would you care to expand?
Why do you feel weird about it?
I don't really know. I think it's just because I don't like The Little Mermaid. I think that's why.
You're the only one laughing, Sarah.
Yeah. Are
you human? Huh? Are you just a mermaid?
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
I'm just like, I
always just didn't like the live adaption or what?
No, I'm just I'm not excited that this is happening. I'm not mad it's happening.
Why? Because you just don't like the woman.
Yeah, because I'm like, whatever, I hate Ariel.
But maybe they'll right the wrongs.
I know. Like, I'm hoping that they just, like, make her a way more likable character, as if everybody in the world doesn't already like her.
I was going to say, you're the only one who doesn't like her.
Well, time out. I rewatched, when I went to the Hollywood Bowl, I rewatched the whole thing. And I was watching it, and I was like, wow, Ariel, you are not the sharpest tool in the show.
No. She's dumb.
I'm 16, listen. Daddy. I love
what
him.
Do you do
I'm
at
16? Gonna get married.
What do you do at 16? You see something? You beeline it. You don't, your plan isn't necessarily thorough, well thought out. It doesn't have tangential planning. She's not doing a multi-branch tree to end up at the global organization level. She's, that guy's cute. I need some legs. What do I gotta do? Simple. That's what she's
not,
single,
but
motivationally driven.
You know, I saying? Keep eating Sarah's popcorn.
I know. I keep moving it farther away
stop
from you.
Stop crunching into the
and you
I
keep taking
one.
It.
I'm so sorry.
By the way, I'd just like to share this to the world. In my personal opinion, Sarah is the loudest eater on the planet.
Oh my God.
When she bites things.
I've never noticed
even
that.
When her mouth is closed. She's a very polite eater. I'm
can
not
you
saying
stop
she's,
being negative.
No, because I really want to be conscious of that microphone.
But what I am excited about is Alan Menken, because...
Wasn't he already part of this?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously he wrote the soundtrack to the original Little Mermaid, but there's going to be, new music.
By Alan Menken and Lin-Manuel.
And Lin-Manuel. But I'm not a huge fan of the Anderson Lopez's. Sorry. Just not. You're not
let
either.
Let it go. Let it go. They did that, right?
Yes, that's the only one that I really like from Frozen. And, when we heard...
But
we
even
heard,
then, I felt like that song had...
We heard... I know. A little lazy lyricism in there.
They are very lazy lyricists.
We heard a little bit of one of the songs they wrote for Gigantic.
Oh, I hated it.
And it's really more
and,
of this.
I get it. They have a cute tone where they try to joke in their music and stuff like that. And they put,
Love is an Open Door, Leo.
Love is an Open Door has a lot of that. And so
do
does
you want to
I Have a Dream and... All of them. They're all jokey songs,
for the
right?
first time in forever, Leo, I cannot believe you're being negative towards Disney.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those moments they take you out of the song and they're supposed to be cute and novel, but they do it in every
single
song.
Hang in there,
song.
Joan.
That's the one. Those are the ones.
I've been babysitting for the past 2 days and literally only been singing Frozen, so I know every lyric.
I mean, they're great. Kids like it because it's, funny, but I feel like, I don't know, they just don't hold a lot of water to me, so I'm not a huge fan of their music. But so they do nail it sometimes.
What's weird to me is that they're, adding more songs after the Broadway show, which had some phenomenal songs added to it. And the movie.
Yeah. But they're not going to sing those songs.
That's what I'm wondering. Because, but this is, I think it would be a disservice to the film because some of the songs from the Broadway show are really good. There's a King Triton song that I particularly really liked. And they had the original guy come and sing it during the Hollywood Bowl performance.
Oh, really?
And I was like, wow, I've never heard this song.
The original King Triton?
The original King Triton.
Oh,
and I was like, I've never heard this song.
It's
and this
funny,
is phenomenal. And this would fit in perfectly with the film.
Up until this moment, I guess my mind wouldn't allow me to accept that there was an actual voice actor for King Triton. It was just always this majestic king of the sea that spoke.
Poseidon.
Sebastian. No, literally the most requested song for me
Ariel.
To ever sing is Prince Eric's
Love.
Song. I just won't do it.
No. It's got weird. You sound like Elliot.
So I'm this means nothing to me. I'm not excited. I'm not mad that it's happening. Obviously, it's going to do super well.
I'm not
going to be negative about it at all because I'm sure it'll be really good, and I'm sure they're going to write Ariel a little bit differently.
Yeah.
I'm positive.
Well, and I think Disney is just going to they just want to destroy Barry Universal's attempt at this live-action film.
Dude.
And I think they're going to, as soon as they figure out when that's going to be released, they're going to be ours is going to be released musically with Lin-Manuel.
I am glad they're going in that direction because that means that they're ethnically diversifying and it means I have a chance at Prince Eric. I'm just saying, it's possible. No, it's so funny. Do you know who Jay Bunzi is?
No.
So she's this internet personality girl and she
does
Ariel.
That's the first thing I said
and
when
she,
I heard this news.
What?
I was like, Jay Bunzi's going to launch a campaign to be Ariel.
Oh, so she texts me and she's like, I've made contacts with people making the movie. I've met some of the producers and I'm going to try to get us an audition. And I'm like, I don't think they'll hire me as Prince Eric. Not quite on that level. She goes, no, if you will it into the universe, it could be possible.
I shouldn't say this on the camera. They're going to hire an A-list celebrity to be Ariel.
Jay Bunzi, A-list.
They're going to hire.
A-list!
Everyone who's saying Dove Cameron in the comments, no, they're going to get a legit actress
Clearly
to play
gonna,
Ariel.
They're going to hire me. Obviously.
They need someone. I don't know how they're going to do the underwater stuff.
My name is Keaton Mark.
You guys got to put it out there. I'll be honest. I don't want to be Prince Eric, but I would love it if I was one of like Prince Eric's staff or something.
Yeah.
And I was just in the background scene, and Disney just did it to as a nod to like the Disney community. And they were like, it's okay, he's not Prince Eric, but he hangs out in the castle. Yeah. You know, like maybe I can be the double that goes, you know, like that
Leo,
sneaks out
just
of the castle.
When you get to the top, just help your friends out.
All right.
That's all I got to say.
I'll be princely about it. Anything else about The Little Mermaid? Because we can make this show just about that movie.
And Lynn.
I just love Alan Menken so much.
Yeah.
I love him so much.
You have like the biggest crush on Alan Menken.
He's one of my favorite Disney legends of all time. Do you understand that he like wrote all of the best Disney songs? Like legit. He wrote
legit.
All of the best Disney songs. It makes me so mad.
You're excited.
Yeah, well, no, I just like love Alan Menken. I want
so
him
then
to come
you have
back.
To love this movie.
I want him to come. Well, it's not new songs. I mean, some are. Yeah, some are. But like, I just want him to like come back and just like score.
Sarah, you can't love everything and then just hate him for Little Mermaid.
I don't hate him for Little Mermaid. The music of Little Mermaid is the best.
Saying Alan Menken is fun.
He has a fun name to say.
Menken.
It's like a Pokemon. Menken evolved into Prime Menken.
What level are you on now, Leo?
24. Catch up.
I hate you.
Get your game together. I have 111 Pokemon
cards. Get out of my life.
All right. Moving on, because we can do that all night. Guys, this is the news I'm really excited to talk about. Wreck-It Ralph potentially coming to Walt Disney World as a ride.
What? Are they going to destroy a ride to introduce a ride?
Yes.
Like, Guardians of the Galaxy?
No.
I hate you.
Stitch's Great Escape. Who's going to miss that?
First of all, I didn't even know that was a ride.
First of all, that's the scariest ride ever because it was originally the creepy alien one. And
so
I
it's not even a ride. It's just like a movie.
It's like a
hated
virtual,
my parents for making me go
they
on.
They shake you around.
They shake you around.
No. Stitch spits at you. Pokey. Stitch walks over you. He sneezes on you. And it's terrifying because it just reminds you.
Sorry about it. I didn't mean to spit on you.
This is a rumor, by the way.
It is a rumor, but... The rumor is that they would remove the theater seating and replace it with, you know, like
Sugar
a...
Sugar Rush virtual reality.
Hold on. Not Sorry. Quite
okay.
that.
Mom and Dad, calm down.
No, because it would be replaced. You have to set it up. You can't just throw it out there because the idea, the concept is so much grander than simply what it is. It's like, have you ever been to an arcade and played that Mario Kart game where you sit in it with your friends and you can, like, race each other?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, you know, Cruising USA or Daytona or whatever.
Like the bucket seats next to each other?
Yeah, like bucket seats next to each other with a screen, except that you would have a VR headset and the whole room would be filled with 25 to 30 different carts. You'd be in the world of Sugar Rush, and then when you put on this VR headset, you'd look around, and you no longer would be in an arcade cabinet. You'd still be in the car, you'd still see everything around you, and you would touch it, but you would be in like a virtual reality version of Sugar Rush, aka Mario Kart, with the 30 people in the room with you, and then you would all race each other in VR.
Do you run?
You drive.
But do you run? Like, if you're in virtual reality, do you have a headset on and you're running?
No. You're sitting in the seat.
You're sitting in a car.
Like, the arcade game, except you have a VR headset on. So instead of seeing, like, the bucket that you're sitting in the room with other seats, you see the Candy Crush world. Sugar Rush world.
Okay, so one of the things that
I think that would be
super
so awesome.
Enjoyed when I was a child was Disney Quest in Chicago. Did either of you guys go to Disney Quest?
No.
Disney Quest was an entirely virtual reality theme park that was in Chicago. It was all indoors. It was amazing. It only lasted a few years, and then they shut it down because it wasn't making enough money, and it was so expensive to keep running. But the virtual reality rides that they had were phenomenal. Well,
What year are we talking?
This was when I was in elementary to middle
school. So 1991.
Like the year 2000.
Obviously, I'm kidding.
I was like, no.
I like you. Like, no, Leo, hold on.
But they had this one virtual reality ride where you were riding the magic carpet, and it was the coolest thing ever.
That's pretty cool.
Also, a virtual reality ride where you were on, like,
here's the
a
thing.
River.
Those are cool because you're partaking in them as a ride. This is cool because you control it. Like, it's a video game. You're actually playing a video game with 30 other people all in carts.
That's how the magic carpet ride was.
But you controlled the magic carpet? 30 people controlled the magic carpet?
No, there weren't 30 people. There were, like, 5 people that were each in the different magic carpet stands. And, like, each of you, like...
Can you see the other ones?
Yes.
You could.
It was so cool.
But 2000 virtual reality is not 2016.
Disney Quest was beyond its time. That's why
I'm
it didn't work.
I'm thinking PlayStation 1 graphics. We are on our fourth generation.
Okay, people in the chat, if you know what Disney Quest is...
They all know what it is.
Yeah.
For the record, Disney Quest is still open in Orlando.
Oh, what?
I remember going to that.
Is it cool?
Doing the build-your-own roller coaster where you
have
to go in
and
design each piece
Rip
of
it.
What
yes!
it needs to be.
Sounds like an Avengers.
It was so cool. I designed my own Toy Story, like action figure.
It is. See, some they're saying in the chat it's outdated now, though.
It is outdated now. Yeah. Because it, but can it's you just imagine,
like, now with the technology now, with VR where it is now? Like, literally, it's
it could been a be new phenomenal. Advent
in
and
the last
could...
3 years. It's blown up in capability, and also, like, graphical limitations are, like, way higher than they were 16 years ago.
And this is the other thing. If they can take away the traumatic stress that Stitch ride probably puts on a lot of children.
I just want to spit on you.
I would be all for it.
I'm not fighting. I'm trying to hype this thing up. Can't take away my excitement for something this cool. Like, that would be an amazing
Guys,
experience.
And as much as we love Lilo and Stitch, it's, like, definitely not as popular of a Disney movie
oh, yeah.
as Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, yeah, no. In terms of marketability, Wreck-It mm-hmm. Ralph, hands down. Ham fist down.
Oh, Hannah means family.
Hannah means family.
Nobody gets
doesn't get the popcorn.
Kiss that thigh. It's all gone now. Okay, next news story.
Let's move on. All right, what else we got?
Did you eat it all?
No. Yeah. The Collector. Potentially returning to the Marvel movies. Benicio del Toro, with his wig, has been spotted walking around in the world. But there were some interviews with him that said he would not be appearing in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which is still also a rumor. We don't know if that's changed since he had that interview. But it's possible that he might be making an appearance in another movie, or that he's in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, or my theory... that he's filming a video for the new ride.
Yeah,
in
probably.
Character.
Yeah, it's definitely
straight
that.
Straight up Patrick Warburton.
I think all of them. I think he's definitely going to be in the next Guardians in some, like, little way. Because that's just what, like, that a movie like Guardians, they love to do that. They love to do throwbacks. They yeah. love to do, like, they love to, like, make the fans happy.
A throwback to the last movie.
Yeah, to throwback to the last movie. I think it's also going to be in the ride. Because, obviously, the entire ride is based off of the Collector's collection in his shop. That's literally what we're going to
yeah,
be
walking
through.
Yeah, like, you're
going to
see
guests.
Like a monitor or something. Maybe they'll do a Tupac hologram. He's like, welcome to my collection of stuff. You know, he's going to give you a tour very much like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and Rick Moranis.
Like, tell me what you'd like to buy.
You know what I'm talking about? No, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
The ride
yeah,
has
Honey,
to have a video.
Yeah.
It has to.
Yeah, and it would be awesome if they actually got him to give you the tour. Like, in here you will see my collection. It's very
like Daniel
nice.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh my gosh.
And Emma Watson.
Yeah, like they did that in Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. It could be something like exactly like that. And I think that'd be kind of cool for consistency's sake. It would be great to see him in the movies again, but if they're going to go all out like this and, you know, spend the money to make this ride that much more interactive, I wholeheartedly support it. What do you think? You don't care. You hate everything.
I'm not. I'm just mad at taking away Tower of Terror.
Are you one of those?
Were you not here when we discussed it?
I was here, and I was angry about it.
Ride film?
I just don't want to talk about it anymore. I think it's stupid.
I just would like to point out that Roger's bass is in the chat, and that he put Lady and the Tramp.
I saw.
Then Lilo and Stitch.
Nope. Then Wreck-It Ralph. Then Lilo and Stitch.
I know. I was trying to make him mad. Way to blow it.
Sorry.
Way to blow it. Sorry, Roger.
I take Roger's opinion.
You guys,
seriously.
This is
sorry,
our 40th episode.
Is it really?
Yeah. That's what. See, it says 40 right there.
Happy 40. No, it's our 41st actually, because the last one was on.
For real?
My channel.
No way.
No, but
kidding.
I think
I know.
Yeah, I think all it's right. our 40. This is crazy.
Wild.
Happy 40th birthday,
Happy 40th
guys.
Birthday, you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in yeah. to number 40. You guys have been consistently amazing throughout the whole entire thing.
Pew, 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 pew. What are you doing? That's what you did earlier.
It's supposed to be...
No, but you did... Pew, pew.
Pew, pew.
Yeah. Pew. Pew. Very good. Very good sound effects, guys.
Next.
Really blown it away. Hold on.
What the heck are you doing?
Wait, who
That's
did that?
That's the best
that?
Sound effect of all. That's
Zach,
the,
did you Zach just did. Do that on cue? Zach, you are a god amongst men.
How good was that? All right, enough of that. You guys are clearly not thrilled about it, but I am. I think that's cool. But something you might sort of care about. John Williams has been confirmed to be doing the score in episode 8. You know what I say about that?
Yay!
Not surprised. Not even a little bit.
He said he wasn't going to. And then he
I know.
Until he's dead, he's going to be doing the score for Star Wars.
That's why, let's be real. That's why it's news.
It's
because he had previously said, I'm done. This is my last one. They're like, yeah, but we're going to pay you $5 billion. He's like, guess what, guys? I'm doing Star Wars Episode 8. It's
Someone
be really
told me that he did it because he felt uncomfortable with somebody else scoring Rey. He was so moved by Rey's performance.
Yeah.
That he, like, specifically did it just for
I
Rey.
I think she force manipulated him to do it.
Because
she's evil.
Daisy Ridley, I love you. I wish you'd come back to Instagram.
She left
haters.
Instagram?
Yeah, because of the haters.
Why? What haters? What
she
did they say?
She made a comment about when she accepted her Teen Choice Award, I think, or Kids Choice Award. What are they? The surfboard thing. She made a comment about being against gun violence and guns. and she got a lot of hate on Instagram, and so she left it.
I loved
her Instagram. She inspired me in so many
ways.
She'll
come back. She can't not have one.
Yeah, I was going to say. But, you know, judging by her behavior in Star Wars, I don't think she hates guns at all. Matter of fact, she preferred them.
She was shooting every
stormtrooper.
Those are blasters. There's no guns with bullets, Leo.
Lasers are slightly scarier.
There's a difference between Daisy Ridley and Rey.
Is there?
There's a difference.
Is there? Because I think they're the same person.
No, they're not.
Fine.
Mom, well, like, I get into a political like discussion with your you opinion, right now.
Man. I don't understand. Like, how could they? I mean, the haters just like.
I'm just so tired of internet trolls. Like, if you're going to be on the internet, stop being an.
I simply would just not respond and just be like, "That's my opinion. Bye."
And you know, but I think it's hard for her because she is. I mean.
No, but I mean, like, she doesn't have to respond. She's beyond responding.
I don't think she did respond. I think her thing was just like
she just didn't want
to. Yeah, if I'm gonna be given all this negative energy, then I'm not gonna stop giving. I'm gonna stop giving out positive energy.
Yeah,
which is really sad.
It's an interesting thing when you're on a platform like that, and you know what you say carries so much weight. You are truly an influence. And even though you're not looking to spark up debates, you'll do that just by the very nature of being someone that everyone looks at all the time. And making a statement like that is sort of, you know, looking to garner a response, whether or not you are you're not obligated to respond by any means back to them. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting how you put a statement like that out in the world, knowing full well what it's going to potentially mean, and then
she didn't even do it in a way that was like super like political. It was just she was giving an acceptance speech, and she was just like, hey, and you know, there's been so much bad violence in the world, and like, and she just did, I think she just did it. She had a platform, and she used it in a positive way, and I was really
proud
of her.
That she should
I'm not
expect
arguing,
it.
I'm just saying, well, you're gonna expect reaction. I'm not saying negative or positive, but I think it
also involved death threats and like, and it's like, yeah. At that point, it's just like, why, like, do you want to live with that?
No, you don't. But I mean, at that level, like, you're getting so much noise, you know what I mean? Like, I wonder what the increased frequency was, how much was it impacting her? I'm just
this
so
isn't
curious.
Like the first time, even recently, that this has happened to a celebrity. The same thing happened to Leslie Jones.
Yes, Leslie Jones for sure. That was huge. That was really
and like,
huge.
Yeah, like so the same thing.
But that, but that's what like that was like global, like globally overwhelming, right?
But that's I think what happened with her.
Was it though?
Yeah, yeah, with Daisy. I mean, think about how big of a star she is, how big the Star Wars franchise is, and how you know, across kind of probably political opinions,
Star Wars stretches. I'm just curious. Do you know what she said?
Oh my god.
I'm just, like, so fascinated by this, like, to leave Instagram.
Yeah, no, I mean, it made me really sad. But obviously, it affected her in a way that, like, was
made her sad.
Made her sad. And, like, if that's what she needs to do, step away for a few months or forever, then she needs to do that. Like, Instagram, like, that's letting her personal self, who she is as a human being, out. Like, that she's sharing that. That is a privilege we have to get from her.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, because we won't know unless we become Daisy Ridley famous. But hypothetically, anything you say, at that level, you're going to be scrutinized for, right? And like, I wonder what goes through her mind. Like, what was she anticipating? You know what I mean?
Well, I don't think she was anticipating anything. I think it was one of those things.
She said, thinking about how lucky I am, as I sat in the audience yesterday at the Teen Choice Awards, tears were streaming down my face at the tribute to those that have been lost to gun violence. I didn't get a great picture of the incredible group that came on stage, but they were so brave. It was a true moment of togetherness. We must # stop the violence.
What? People gave
preach,
her,
Daisy, preach.
People went after her for that?
Yeah.
But she's right. We should stop the violence.
We need to stop the violence. Wow, yeah, and that's crazy. And I think it was a little just so disheartening that, like, something that simple
led
to all the anger and negativity towards her.
Yeah.
If I was her, I would take a step back.
That context makes a lot of sense. I would be sad. I would be extremely sad. I'd be like, you guys are bumming me out, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to use this moment to just, like, perpetuate this thought, this
we love you, Daisy.
Ideology of happiness and togetherness and peace, right? And you guys are still, like, being violent about this message.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's just you're perpetuating the violence, and, like, that doesn't need to happen.
Salt.
This is Disney. Disney is love.
Interesting, man. Interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, Disney movie news.
That is Disney movie news, right? Star Wars movie news. All right, guys.
Next Daisy movie news.
Daisy is the main character in Star Wars, which belongs to Disney.
We love you, Daisy.
We loved it, Daisy. Keep it up, girl. I'm sorry that you're sad.
I want you to come back to Instagram because I need your workout routines on my Instagram.
Turn off your comments. Stop the comment violence.
Yeah, seriously, stop the comment violence.
Anyway.
Speaking of Star Wars news.
Oh, sad stuff.
Sad stuff. Actor Kenny Baker has passed away. Oh, Kenny Baker was the R2. Gentleman who played R2-D2. He was inside, like physically inside the R2-D2 canister.
R2.
I guess you could say. Since the beginning, by the way, he's been R2 all of these years.
Yeah.
R2. He never
was
stopped.
He R2 in the most recent movie? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Well, R2 really didn't do much in the latest movie. But
I know, but I didn't realize he was in that one, too.
Get it. Oh, why did you do that? Oh, no. Thanks for all of the movies and all the years of joy and entertainment. Yeah, there he is. That's Kenny Baker. Oh, sorry. I'm looking at the delayed feed. It already popped up for them.
No.
Yeah, man. How crazy is that? He plays one of the most influential characters in pop culture history, and yet not that many people know his face. It's pretty wild.
Sweet man, though.
Sweet man.
Sweet, sweet man.
I mean, you can just tell. Look at the way he plays. He made literally a metal box have a personality. It's pretty impressive. It's just an extension of his own heart, I'm sure. Thank you.
He's a good dude. Thank you, Kenny. R.I.P.
But on continuing on the Star Wars note,
oh my
this
goodness.
Is the other thing I was super
big deal
to talk about. The BFD. 15 actors who should play young Lando Calrissian. This is basically fan theorizing who
Michael B.
Get.
Jordan. Michael B.
Look,
Jordan.
I've been saying Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
Literally. For six months, I've been saying Michael B. Jordan, so if good. Not longer.
Is he not on the short list?
He is on the short list.
Thank
but
God.
Let's go through it.
He
let's,
looks
did
like
you include
him.
All the photos?
No, I didn't include
the
photos.
Okay, well then I'll just read them to you.
Oh, I
Number
heard about
one,
him too.
Donald Glover.
Donald
I heard
Glover's
that they specifically
great.
Want Donald Glover.
Yeah, that's what
yeah,
I heard
they,
too.
I did hear that. Which, he's fine, but he doesn't quite have the Lando swagger. He's like,
he's a little too
hey
nerdy.
Guys, yeah, you know, I'm not into that.
I used to
he's
announce
cool.
Quidditch games.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Donald, no. Donald Glover's not the kid from Harry Potter.
No, he's not.
Wait.
He's 100% not.
He's not.
You weren't allowed to be in Harry Potter unless you were British.
Wait. Donald Glover's not the kid from Harry Potter that announced the Quidditch
no.
game?
No.
That's Lee Jordan.
That's Lee Jordan.
Yeah, Lee Jordan.
He's not Lee Jordan. First of all,
Donald
he's
Glover
way too old to be Lee Jordan.
Who played Lee Jordan?
This guy, Luke
Youngblood.
Youngblood.
Well, Luke Youngblood, you look just like
they
Donald
do, they
Glover.
Do look similar.
Oh my God.
LOL.
Next on the list, Michael B. Jordan, who is my vote. He was amazing in Creed. He has that gravity that he can carry with himself, but he's also...
Swagger.
He has got major swagger.
Major swag.
Major attitude. And I'm sure he can lighten up. I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen him as a Human Torch because I refuse to watch Fantastic Four.
It's bad.
Eventually I'll get around to
but
it.
But he's good.
But, is,
but
he,
it's
is,
bad.
Is he like a lighthearted personality?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's probably the best part about the movie,
probably
but it's bad.
Anthony Mackie, also known as the Falcon...
oh damn!
From the Marvel,
he's too old.
Franchises, he is a little bit. I think he's a little bit too mature looking. Too mature looking. Young Lando would have to have a little bit more of a youthful enthusiasm. This man looks like a hardened warrior. Not into that. His face is so serious. Look at him.
I know he's like super intense.
Who's also it? Also pulled from the Avengers universe. We have Chadwick Boseman, who was the Black
Sorry.
Panther.
You cannot take anybody from the Marvel universe that's already in it and put them.
I feel like
it's
kind of
too
like,
much. It's giving one person too much power.
Did I like him? Yes. Do I think he's got the Lando vibe?
No.
Not quite loose enough. He's too like straight and narrow. Like
he's too will
rigid.
Avenge my father.
Yeah, he's too chiseled away. And I get that was his role, but still. And then we've also got I'm not even sure to say it. Shay McMoore. He was in the movie Dope. Which
I heard that movie was phenomenal.
It's pretty good.
I watched it
when Sarah was like
on
vacation because I knew she'd never watch it with me because she doesn't like anything but rom-coms. But no rebuttal? Okay, great. So
stop the hate,
he's
Leo.
Funny. Could he be a Lando?
No, I think we're between
think
the top
he's
two.
He's got too much of a deer in the headlights look to him, even when he's, you know what I mean? Like he just has like this distant like gaze to him, and I feel like Lando is in the moment because he's always finding an angle. He's got too much of a he's a con man. You know what I'm saying? Raise your hand. Yes.
I have a comment
yes,
to make.
Young lady. In
this is the thing. Mm-hmm. I think if they are going to make a huge spinoff movie mm-hmm. about Lando, mm-hmm. which I think there's plenty of character to do that, mm-hmm. and an interesting enough character and a story,
yeah.
they would do themselves a disservice to cast a big name like Michael B. Jordan or Donald Glover.
You don't think they should go that big?
No. I think they need to go a relative unknown.
I agree with you, except that I still feel like Michael B. Jordan he's a big name, but he's not like a huge name. And I think he might
give
give the movie a seriousness that it doesn't currently have. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people are like, I don't know, what is this? A young Han Solo, it's the most removed. It doesn't really contribute a whole lot to the story of Star Wars. I agree.
I think the movie stays more serious when they keep it no names. Like, when you're throwing in, like...
But Adam Driver wasn't a no name.
I know, but this is the thing. Adam Driver wasn't, like... Yes, he was in Girls, but that was about it.
Like,
true. Michael B. Jordan has been in multiple blockbusters. He's been nominated for an Academy Award.
Has he really?
I think that's too much.
Yeah. Was he nominated for Creed?
Yeah.
I didn't know that, but nobody saw Creed.
But still, he had that critical acclaim. I think they're going to need to stay
quiet. I agree. I think it should be a no-name. I think it should be a young blood, but...
And that's what I love about the Star Wars franchise.
Yeah, but look at the guy that casts Han Solo.
Yeah, but he was basically a no-name.
Yeah, but he's in a movie that got nominated.
One movie, but he wasn't the main role. But he wasn't the main role, and he wasn't nominated.
That's true. I don't know. I mean...
Like, when he got cast, people were like, who the heck is that? Why didn't this guy get cast?
I feel like...
And that needs to be
valid.
The Lando Calrissian cast.
I think
your
point is 100% valid. And okay. Almost prefer that. But I really want to move for Michael B. Jordan.
Okay, I love Michael B.
You want Donald Glover? It's okay to be wrong.
I would be happy with either of them. I think Donald Glover is cuter. I like him. I think he's a little bit more bubbly.
I think he takes Michael me out
B,
of it,
he's a little too... He's very serious.
I only see child...
That's why. Don't go with either of them. Go with a new
person. I only see Gambino. You know what I'm saying? Childish Gambino. That's who I see. I don't see Lando Calrissian.
Gambino.
I'm just saying, like, I feel like I would be too remote.
This is a wonderful discussion. I really enjoyed this discussion, though.
Yeah, it is. I want to know from... Actually, you know what? Let's go to the chat with this one.
Let's go to the chat.
Who would you guys like to see? Donald Glover, Michael B. Jordan, or a relative unknown? Or any of the other guys that I answered, which aren't the correct answer anyway.
Just say unknown. Don't disagree with Leo because he's Leo. Stop it.
Don't even bother.
Make your own decisions.
You can tell how passionate Keaton and Leo are. We like movies, man. But they're both valid claims. I feel like, I at the end of the day, I hope Keaton wins. Like, I think that's the right answer. But I love Michael B. Jordan.
I agree with him. He looks like Billy Dee Williams.
Like, he has, like, a Billy Dee Williams kind of... Did you see the way that he played...
Flash, yes.
No, The Flash. No.
The Human Torch.
I was thinking Apollo Creed. What's the actor's name? Zach, get me. What's his name? I know you know this. What's the actor's name? Oh, my God. Carl Weathers. The way he played Carl Weathers. He captured his mannerisms so well. So well. It was amazing. I want to see him do Billy Dee Williams and be like, Colt 45.
And Tootsie.
Wait,
I'm going to start singing a song.
Anyways. There's a song for that?
There's a song that's like, Colt
Everybody's
45.
Saying, let's see, unknown, Michael B. Jordan, unknown. Unknown definitely is winning the chat. Yeah, definitely.
You know, I want just other kids like me and Leo to get chances to be in movies like this.
That's really
so
the purpose.
Cast us. Forget these big name stars. Cast us.
But can you imagine like a relative unknown coming up and playing Lando Calrissian?
I mean, but when Lando Calrissian was... He was an unknown before became Lando Calrissian. I think that's
actually
the charm of him.
He was the spokesperson for Colt 45 Malt Liquor.
He was the spokesperson, but
I'm
basically,
Leo Camacho
is the host of Disney Movie News, as well as one of the main hosts of Thingamavlogs,
relative
unknown, and now the star of Disney's Little Mermaid live action.
Can you guys imagine if, like, and introducing in his major motion picture debut, Leo Camacho, and then, like, E! Entertainment's like, Leo Camacho's been cast as Prince Eric in the live action adaptation of The Little Mermaid.
He convinced me
for Disney Movie News on the Popcorn Talk and Thingamavlogs at Disney Collection. Collaborative YouTube channel.
He also works for Loot Crate.
He's a great cosplayer, that guy.
Someone just opened our door.
Why are you opening our door? Somebody just walked in our studio. Oh my God. You guys, tweet it out there. Leo Camacho for Lando Calrissian.
No!
Right. No. That's what you're saying, right? That's
no!
What you've been getting at this
That's
whole time.
Not what I'm no. 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 No.
Ah,
no.
The fates have a twisted sense of humor. Guys, that's our news. What else you guys want to talk about?
There was something I wanted to... I see, it just happened. I saw it happen on the screen. There was something I wanted to talk about, but I forget what it was. Man.
Sarah, get with it.
You guys, can we talk about Pete's Dragon?
We already did.
Yeah. So, oh, actually, I know, but I do want to add to it. A lot of positive reviews coming back.
I know. A lot. It's so weird.
We didn't like it. No, and then everybody's like, this is one of my top five favorite movies of all time. I'm like,
dude, everyone I know who's seen it on Twitter is like, I loved Pete's Dragon. And I'm like, beautiful. Are you...
Is it out?
Blind. Yes, it's been out for a week.
Did you guys see it? Did you guys like it?
You guys.
I'm like, oh my God, you didn't think the first 40 minutes were excruciatingly slow and boring?
No!
The first 40 minutes were the best part of the movie, in my opinion.
Between the boy and the dragon.
That was the only
part of
the movie
I went to see it with all the thingamavlogs, and they were not having it.
No, Tiff liked it.
Tiff did like it. I was literally, like, I was sobbing. I ripped a contact because I was wiping my eyes so much and crying.
Really? I can't believe how boring the beginning of that movie is. And also, yeah, relationship between a boy and a dragon, that is completely, like, lacking in substance.
Yeah. It really is lacking in substance.
It's so lacking. Dude, Patrick was texting us about Suicide Squad because he was like, oh, like, Suicide Squad wasn't that bad, like, as people are saying, you know? And he was like, I liked it more than Pete's Dragon. I was like, me too.
Yeah, me too.
I liked it way more than Pete's Dragon.
Well, I'm going to go see it this weekend, and I will give you my...
But you liked it? Did you like the whole movie?
Pete's Dragon? Okay, this is my assessment of Pete's Dragon. I thought the movie as a whole was not very strong, but the relationship they built between the boy and the dragon and, like, the visual effects were phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I thought the acting of the young boy was great with the visual effects dragon. And so I cried
a lot. That's cool.
And so, like, that held the movie together for me, even though the entire storyline and, like, the movie wasn't as exciting.
But how did you feel about, like, the plot device, like,
well, first of all, I could not take seriously the dad of the young girl as a good guy.
That's what I'm saying.
He was the bad guy. He was Seneca Crane on Hunger Games, and I was like, he's evil.
I thought you were talking about Carl Urban.
No, he was great.
Really? I thought it was his worst performance ever. Yeah, no, it wasn't believable. I don't know. It just seems like nobody was making any logical decisions at all in that movie.
I do not... I will never believe Robert Redford as the crazy old Maurice character.
I
thought he was
Robert
the best
Redford.
Part of the movie.
He was there.
He was the only good part of the movie. The visual effects were really good.
But that dragon.
They didn't give me any reason to
care.
To care about their relationship.
I didn't want them to be broken up. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah,
and there was no reason for them to be broken up, was my problem.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It didn't make any sense.
Everybody was making hasty decisions. But mm-hmm. I guess, what are they trying to say? People that live on the outskirts of rural areas, they don't make smart moves in life.
I don't think that was the point.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the way they acted was so absurd to me. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's mixed response, you guys. A lot of people like it. A lot of people don't like it.
Super confusing to me.
But in the end, I always want you guys to keep in mind that Lando Calrissian and Leo Camacho
BFG.
Have the same initials. Okay?
Oh, my God.
Leo Camacho, Lando Calrissian, LC. That's the
way I will say the Dragon movie is better than BFG.
Oh, you saw BFG?
Oh, yeah, she saw BFG.
You like it?
No.
You hate it?
I didn't hate it.
How about
it
the animation on that squash when he cuts it? Looks gross.
It did look gross. I agree with you.
Sounds like Sarah chewing. it looks like how Sarah sounds when she
chews. The best part were the giants. It's just like the
giants.
The giants.
The giants.
Giants.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but go see... No, the dragon is better.
I want to know from the chat. I want you guys... We're running out of time, though. We're going to start wrapping up. But on Twitter, I want you guys to hit us up. I'm at Leo Zombie there. I want to know what you thought of Pete's Dragon, but keep it succinct, okay? Let's not get too technical. Let's not get crazy. And don't forget to tweet at Disney for me, huh? Lando Calrissian or Prince Eric, whatever you want.
Don't actually do that.
Don't actually do that. Please don't do that. But the hashtag Leo for Eric, totally okay. But thank you guys for hanging out and watching this episode, our 40th episode. Would you want to...
No, we had like 3 minutes.
I'm starting to rap.
Okay, fine. It's fine.
Would you like to... Can you fill 3 minutes?
Can you rap, actually? I want you to freestyle right now.
Give me a beat. Okay, never mind. It's not like an episode of Doug.
Oh my God.
Oh, yes, Zach, I love you. Go, Leo, come on.
Okay.
Go, Leo. Mm. Come on, Lin-Manuel this.
I don't know what I'm going to do here. I don't know. Okay. It's Disney movie news. The news is ill. I got 3 minutes exactly now, 2 to fill. Gotta end the show, gotta wrap it up now, because if I don't, then the audience is gonna say, wow, this show's too long, and I can't keep it up. All right, that's the end.
Everyone's like freaking out, and I'm just like, yeah, I see this every day.
I want a freestyle battle against Leo one of these episodes, and we have more than three minutes left.
Okay, we'll do that next time at the beginning of the show.
Great.
Everybody's like, Doug? Now I know which part of the show they're on.
All right, now you can wrap up.
I'm watching. I'm watching the chat. I'm freaking out.
Why don't you give them some shout-outs real quick?
Shout-out. Oh, that's right. We didn't do shout-outs. Let's do that. Let me wrap the shout-outs. Okay, give me that beat.
Beat it.
Yo, I want to give some love to my girl Pixel Ray out in the audience.
You we got love Raina. Pixel Ray.
Pixel Ray's always here in every single show. Because you always have to know that we've got Troy Lali and Tori. Smothers in the house with Alyssa Wasi. Doesn't really work that way. We got some shout-outs to Allison Heflin. We've got Heavenly Imagining straight out. I don't know where you're from, but you're straight out of there. We got Alexis Barber hanging out in the chat. We got Christian 14362. CeCe Rinaldi in the room. Oh, Luke Skywalker. We've got, what is it? Super Iron Halo in the chat today. We've got, you guys are going way too fast. Lovely AK, Mia Unicorn, Emily Saunders. We got oh my God, it's crazy. Alexis, everybody's in here today. Everybody's chiming in. Thank you guys so much for being hype. You are the best audience any rap performer could ever have. Thank you so much for tuning in to Disney Movie News. I'm your boy, at Leo Zombie. Make sure you follow me on the internet so you can keep up with all the endless beats that I'm laying down this summer. And now on my left, I got my girls. Tell them where you from.
Sarah Snitch.
Keeping it hype with Sarah Snitch. All the real, follow her on YouTube. I'm Sarah Snitch. Everywhere else is Sarah Snitch. Also, you can watch us every single weekday on ThingamaVlogs on YouTube. And where can they follow you? Where can they follow you, KM? Tell them.
YouTube.
It's Keaton.
And I'm Keaton Markey.
We got Kmart up in the house. That's a Kmart rapper name. DJ Kmart. Blue Light Special.
Don't degrade me like that.
Bye, guys.
My name is Keaton Markey. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. Follow me all over the place at Keaton
Markey. Follow her, girls. Do that thing.
Bye.
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 From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.